It's Eagles 360. We're back here in our Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex. Chip Kelly meeting the media today. Didn't think that there was a lot of earth-shattering news coming from the head coach. I guess the big question here really is, how much do things change from 2.5 weeks ago to now? Do you revamp the playbook?
I don't think so. I think you do what you do best, and it's all about execution, and that's exactly what Chip Kelly said earlier today.
I think you can paralyze yourself by trying to overanalyze it. They think that we know that they think this, so then we think that they think that this will, and DeMarco Murray's probably going to carry the ball a lot against us in our game. I think they'll probably try to throw the ball to Dez Bryant in our game. They'll probably try to find the tight end a lot, and probably third down situations in our game, and we're going to give the ball to LeSean McCoy, you know, in our game. And, I mean, it's kind of similar to what happened the last time. It's just about really going out and executing, and which team can execute better and which team can block better, which team can tackle better.
Well, as the head coach said, the Cowboys, it would seem likely, want to get the ball to one of their primary playmakers, and that is Jason Witten, a veteran who's had just some huge numbers against the Eagles in his career. Not the case on Thanksgiving, Bo. Look at these numbers. I mean, the Cowboys have made him such a primary target over the years.
Just whining up and down the sidelines during that game. I hope we see more of that.
Well, look, they did a great look. The Eagles, in years past, have been getting killed by tight ends. Yeah. Really hasn't been the case with this Bill Davis defense, but taking Witten away, and then can you limit Dez Bryant for a second consecutive game? That's the big question.
I would say that I'm probably more worried about Dez Bryant getting down the field than I am about Jason Witten. Witten is not quite the player he was in years past. He's still dangerous, and maybe I'm jinxing this now, but I'm a little bit more worried about Dez Bryant getting down the field. If the Eagles can limit him as much as they did, I'll take whatever they get from Jason Witten.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think the Eagles are well-positioned against DeMarco Murray. They've done a terrific job with him, but don't the Cowboys want to get him outside just a little bit? The numbers would suggest that that has been where he's been most effective. Look at that. 5.5 yards per carry to the outside this season. 244 rushing attempts. 1,300 yards outside the Cowboys.
Well, it's easier said than done, though, against this defense that's been so good, especially against those stretch plays. I would say that really of any unit on this team, the run defense, the front seven, especially against the run, is probably the unit that I have the most faith in right now.
Yeah, and what about Dallas and the defense? Now, the Eagles came out and they put 2 touchdowns on the board at AT&T Stadium. Great tempo. Mark Sanchez comfortable in the pocket. The running game going. You would think the Cowboys would want to change things up a little bit, and maybe that involves bringing some more heat on Sanchez.
Yeah, and again, for the Eagles offense, it's about getting those first downs. If they can start rolling downhill, really lean on the running game against the Cowboys defense, perhaps they won't be able to bring it quite as much.
And so we do all this talk during the week. And
what
of course,
do we know?
Yeah, once the game begins, you find out what works, and then you go to it, and that's kind of what these coaches expect the other coach to do. Not going to change a whole lot, just do what you do and do it well.
It's like what Chip talked about when he was referencing the Seahawks defensive line against the Eagles run game. When these two teams know each other so well, really it's going to come down to one-on-one matchups. Who is going to beat the man on the day? We'll see who wants it.
And the idea that the Eagles held something back the first time when the Eagles played the Cowboys is absolutely ridiculous. You play every game to win that game. So no magic plays coming out of the playbook, just the way the Eagles do things. And hopefully they do it very well, better than they did on Sunday against Seattle.